Who is this?
Hey, everybody, it's the Spy vs. Pie Popcast. It's November, finally. You know, I was thinking to myself before, like, maybe like a week or two ago, I was thinking, I can't wait till it's November so we can start the talking show again.
Oh, I know. I hate the injunction of October.
Yeah, it throws a wrench in everyone's gear, top gear.
FCC.
Mouth gear.
FCC's. I was listening to some...
FCC DeVille?
Yeah.
That's not bad.
I was listening to an English comedy radio show thing, and they were talking about evolution.
The English have comedy now?
Yeah. How, like, all the best animals are bipedal. They kept saying bipedal over and over and over.
Isn't... You guys say bipedal?
I don't know.
Bipedal? Backendal?
Two legs good, four legs bad is what we say.
Oh, all right.
Yep.
That's why you're always eating them four-legged animals.
Yep.
Like the chicken?
Bad. Oh, shit.
Four-legged chicken? Imagine a four-legged chicken.
I'd be fine with it.
Actually, I would be more interested in a six-winged chicken.
Really?
Yeah. I think I prefer the wings to the legs, frankly.
Oh, not me.
Well, it's a tough thing because the legs have more meat on them and they're more of a... They last longer. Well, I don't know what lasts longer, but it's more substantial. It's more of a thing. But you gotta love wings.
Wings are good. I like the, I like the lesser known chicken part.
The fig.
Yeah.
I enjoy the thigh.
It's such an interesting assembly.
It really is. And when you get a skinned, boned thigh. And it just looks like this little pillow, you know?
Yeah.
But then you unwrap it, and it becomes like a really long little cutlet.
I like that.
It's good. I used to not like dark meat of bird when I was a
really?
Kid. Yeah, I used to not like it at all, and now...
Well, that's
okay. Well, obviously, I think... Well, is it, though?
I believe so.
Because legs are dark meat, and everyone loves the drumstick.
Well, kids like handles.
I think that's true, actually. Put a handle on a breast.
Yeah.
Call that my hand. So a lot of people might be wondering, how comes it there was no Spy vs. Spy talking program last week? And to that I say, there was. Pay attention.
Yeah. Get on the stick.
It's your problem.
I don't remember last week at all.
I know. what happened was my job made me come in early for some training stuff that's going on.
Yeah, that's right.
So wrench got thrown in everywhere. So I normally work at 3:30 in the afternoon, and they wanted me to come in at 10. Normally, I wake up around 10, so it's kind of difficult to change that, you know, within a day. But I'm like always crossing my fingers that I can get day shift to that job, and I'm always putting in every time they advertise anything. I'm always like, oh God, Leon, let me do it. And I don't know if it's ever gonna happen. But I would gladly go in. They said, oh, would you come in at 10? And I said, yes, I don't care how tired it makes me or whatever, because I like to operate during the day when I can. So that was kind of fun, and we got to learn InDesign a little bit. I used to work with InDesign at my previous job, but we're switching over. We're getting brand new iMacs and switching over to InDesign and everything, so that's kind of exciting. New computers.
Where did you put your kids when you went to the... Where'd you put your kids?
Into a Kleenex, which I threw in the garbage.
Oh! Where they come from.
Yeah. So that's excellent. How come during last week there was no... It was hard. We couldn't do the show.
Hard.
Mm-hmm. And there was some other excuse another time. And then there was Halloween and all that, so...
Sure.
Just a write-off.
Just stuff.
Who cares? Really? Who cares?
I got a list. I got a short list of who cares.
Okay.
I know. Who cares?
Is it going to be like...
I'm going to say their names, though.
Romper Room?
They feel famous enough as it is. You can't just get famous by listening to our show, okay? I know that's what the internet seems to think nowadays.
You know? Dude, don't tell them that.
Bruce Valanche is all like, I listen to the Spy vs. Spy podcast. And we're
too
like,
late for you, Bruce.
Yeah. which are colored frames, which I cannot get
I guess
into.
You, I guess you probably never saw that skit that David Cross did for a MTV Movie Awards several years ago.
No.
Where he was doing a Bruce Valanche-type impression of a character of him. And it had somebody somebody reading some really bad patter, award show patter. And they couldn't get through it. And they're like, oh, who writes this shit? And then it cuts to him, dressed up as Bruce Valanche, going, I write this shit. And he's talking about how it's awesome being a Hollywood patter writer. And it's just fun and all that. It was good. It was good. But I know you hate David Cross, so it's okay.
No, I don't.
It's okay.
Actually,
you know, like.
I hate him so bad that I stole his records yesterday. And
nice. They're enjoyable. But aggravating.
Yeah, I've already heard the one, but I haven't heard the other one.
There's a few. I have some other. I have some old HBO specials if you want.
I only heard You Are a Big Fat Baby.
Yeah. We can't say the adult version on the show. There's no swearing. Right. There's no swearing anymore.
There's no swearing.
It's the new format for season 6.
Is it season 6 already?
I don't know.
Is this the dream one? Is this the one where next season we find out this was a dream?
This is mid-season replacement.
Oh, yeah.
No sound effects.
Speaking of that, you want to get into all that, huh? You want to talk about that stuff? You want to do that? You want to talk about that?
Televisio?
Yeah.
Everyone hates it when we do that.
All right, fine. I hate the colored frames, by the way. Speaking of Bruce Valanche,
yeah.
If you're going to wear glasses, they got to be black or metal. I cannot get down with white frames at all.
What about frameless glasses? They look kind of good on old people.
Yeah, they're all right.
Colored frames are tricky. They usually don't. I think the only time you can get away with colored frames is if you have several pairs of glasses and you change it up every day. And one day it's like, oh, you're wearing the purple ones today. Yes. Oh, that's kind of neat.
But I believe colored frames, maybe I'm racist, but I believe colored frames only work on homosexuals.
And they have the kind of disposable income to purchase multiple styles of frame.
Yes.
And the stylistic wherewithal.
Women.
Am I right?
Yeah.
Yes, you guys have noticed that about you. You guys have noticed that about women.
You never noticed the gays with their stylistic wherewithal?
I wish I was gay, but
I'm not. I'm not. Women for me, bad boobies.
But you ever go to that?
Shit. what? Kid Nation? No?
Oh god, where did that
Iron Man update?
Okay, I got a quick Iron Man update. It was actually, I read it several days ago in hopes of doing it on the show, and it didn't happen, so I may be a little off base, a little rusty.
A little fuzzy?
Yeah, but it was the return of Crimson Dynamo. If you remember, Crimson Dynamo was the Russian scientist who made some sort of electric suit that looked like it was made out of steel wool and pipe cleaners. It was the laziest drawn suit. It was just a lot of scribbles on the inside.
Yeah.
Looked like it was drawn with a spirograph. And so he reformed. Iron Man gave him a job. He realized that America was the place to be, and he got a job with Tony Stark, making, science. So what happened then in the Return of Crimson Dynamo, which I think was kind of a ripoff, was Russia sent over another dude to go rough up the Crimson Dynamo guy, Professor Vanko or whatever.
Yeah.
They're like, hey, that guy defected. Go and kick his ass and do something. So they sent a guy over, and the guy steals the Crimson Dynamo suit and puts it on and fights Iron Man. So really, it isn't the Return of Crimson Dynamo. It's another guy stealing the suit and putting it on. Which, I don't know, I guess that happens more in modern comics, where it's like, you got, Blue Beetle 2. It's like...
Well, I think with villains... With heroes, I know it's the opposite. With heroes, it's like, the suit doesn't make the man. It's the dude who's the dude.
But what about War Machine?
But like, with bad guys, it's the opposite. It's like, who cares who's inside? You're fighting the suit.
It's right.
That's Shocker. How you know they're bad.
If you're fighting Shocker, you don't care who's inside there.
Yeah.
In his quilted outfit.
That's right.
So, they fought, and, shit, I don't even really remember what happened. But did I already talk about Black Widow? Maybe this was the first appearance of Black Widow.
Yeah. No.
Oh, yeah, Black Widow was the, she's a Russian spy. She's a foxy lady, and she goes and seduces Tony Stark. I think that's how the other dude was able to sneak in and cause havoc, was Tony Stark's one weakness was Trim, you know? So
Actually, Havoc was Scott Summers' brother by birth.
The half brother, wasn't he?
Oh yeah. Yeah, a different.
And
yeah.
How can anyone be any related any other way but by birth? I mean, everyone's born.
Yeah, but he would. Yeah, but you said the thing was caused. Havoc can't be caused. You can only be birthed.
Oh, I get it.
I'm gonna go lay down.
I'd like to think of. I'd like to think of Cyclops and Havoc as Duke and Lieutenant Falcon.
George Clooney as Flint.
For real?
That's what I read.
You read that?
Yeah.
I don't like that.
You don't like that? I like that.
Flint is, well, you know what?
You know?
Yeah, I'll go with that.
Yeah?
Val Kilmer is Lieutenant Falcon? No, Don Johnson, obviously.
Who needs to sound?
That sucks. He was a good figure, though. He was a nice figure because...
He could just be like, roll out.
Right. Yeah, but he was basically just camo and had the beret, had a sort of a regular decent backpack and a regular decent... He was just like a regular decent figure to have. There was nothing crazy about him. He was all camo. Yeah, it was pretty good.
Right.
I thought he was a decent figure. But in terms of movie, it was a, you know, obviously tacked on, you know, like, oh, we're going to need a new...
Who would you say for Duke? Who would you say?
Rutger Hauer.
Who is that?
Who?
I'm going to say Casper Van Diem.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, I'll go with that.
All right.
Who's Scarlet?
It's official. You heard her here
Scarlet,
first.
Who's Scarlet?
Oh, it's definitely what's her face?
I agree.
Yeah?
What?
Who are you saying?
Sybil Shepherd's daughter.
Laura Prepon. That's what I was gonna say too, but I couldn't think of her names fast enough. I was like, okay, Sybil, into the Wikipedia there. Related actresses.
But the problem was you went to your autocomplete and all it typed in was Sybil season 2 and it's like could not find. You're like, damn it. Because that's the last thing you searched.
Last thing I searched.
Yeah. yeah. So anyway, Black Widow.
Yeah, Black Widow. Get back on the hot
She distracts everything, and Tony Stark got the hots for her. Pepper Potts is all mad.
And, Alicia Witt. Sorry.
Yes, please. Alicia Willie DeWitt. They fight and whatever, and you can kind of guess the rest. And then the next issue after that is the return of Black Widow, which is like, what? Because she was kind of a nothing character. She's just a broad, just a spy, just a pain in the ass, you know.
Mm-hmm.
She was Russian and stuff. But she returns as the girl who can move mountains. And what happens is she manages to come back. The reason why Iron Man got in trouble in the previous one is because she pretended to be in trouble. He didn't know that she was a bad guy. And, you know, Crimson Dynamo 2 was on the ropes. And so Black Widow, like, faints and hides under a fallen piece of machinery, and he's like, oh, Iron Man, help me. And he's like, shit. And he has to go over there, and then fucking... Yo.
Is this Natalia Alina Novana Romanova?
Yes. Okay. My internet just quit all of a sudden. That was weird.
Wow.
It was like, number cable's unplugged. I'm like, no, it isn't. Shut up.
Ah. Well, you can't expect it to.
I don't know, man. It's weird.
Yeah, you can't. But was Hawkeye in it?
Hawkeye was not, unfortunately. Man, I love Hawkeye. Who would play Hot guy? Who would play Hawkeye in a movie?
Who would play Hawkeye in the West Coast Avengers movie?
Yes. Now we're talking. Man. Fuck Iron Man.
Yeah.
Even though Iron Man was technically in West Coast Avengers for a while, I think.
With my brother's favorite suit.
Which one's that?
The red and silver. The triangle chest.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's his favorite.
Hmm.
Oh, who could play Hawkeye? I don't even know any modern actors.
No, me neither.
I can't think of a dude who's ever done a thing. Ben Stiller. That was Ben Stiller. We'll say Ben Stiller.
That's not bad, actually. Would it be like an all-wacky comedy cast of West Coast Avengers? That could work.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Who
can be Wonder Man?
One of them Wilsons, you know? Just get the whole...
Luke Wilson would be Wonder Man.
Yeah.
Excellent. Perfect.
Why not?
Mockingbird can be Ben Stiller's wife.
Yes.
What's her name?
Dodgeball Lady.
Christine something, what's her name?
Yeah. Dodgeball Lady.
She's in tons of stuff, man.
Yeah.
And then
I thought it was cool that she was in dodgeball having to think that Ben Stiller was gross. I like that.
That's right. Yeah, that was nice.
That's always good when wives get to pretend that they think husband is gross.
Yes. Pretend. Tigra. Tigra uppercut.
Oh, now I'm going to have to go out on a limb on this one.
Yeah.
And say there are no funny women.
Do you want to cast Maria Bamford as Tigra?
Oh, geez.
She could do a funny voice.
Yeah, she does do funny voices. No, I don't. Boy. Yeah. No, I would, like Rachel Dratch or something.
Oh, Christ. Good Lord. Rachel Dratch, too ugly for TV.
No. Oh, I would, what's the face? Come on, the face there. You know the one.
Mm-mm.
She was the other thing. Julia Sweeney.
As Tigra?
Yeah.
I think that's false.
You think that cannot be?
Does not compute.
You are out of this meeting.
Yeah. Fuck. When so did we, what? What did we powers? Turn into Wizard Magazine podcast?
What powers?
Jesus Christ.
Yeah, I'm not current Wizard Magazine. Did you check out Dean Tripp's tirade against Wizard Magazine?
I did not.
He wrote a tirade. He wrote a two-screen tirade.
But I thought he liked everything about comics.
No. He's like, how dare you? How dare you sexualize the booby?
The human female breast is a thing to be put inside of spandex.
That's not what he says anymore. He says it's only for baby food comes out of it.
Oh,
that's
okay.
It.
Perfect.
You got to be taped down and tucked back.
We were at this local comic monthly bi-monthly comic convention thing that happens here.
Yeah.
Swap meet kind of deal. And I was with Steve when he bought a little Madman figurine. Action figure.
Okay.
Which is pretty cool. That was nice. Anyway, that's irrelevant. But that's
one of the new ones? The new ones that comes with a little bit of some other dude?
No. No, but I do like those, where it's like, buy 12 of these and you can build Giant Man. No. Yeah. You get Giant Man's groin. But we saw
there's that new line of toys where it's like kind of a smattering of indie figures, plus also
Oh, really?
But there, was it the old graffiti one? It's about 8-something inches tall?
Yeah, probably. Came with, like, pistols and...
Or plastic.
Like a bazooka or something, which is kind of weird. But we were noticing in a lot of comics now that when they draw the woman in the spandex there, each breast is, like, individualized. And that's kind of impossible to do in that kind of... You would have to have, like, separate, like, containers built into the costume, you know?
Yeah.
They do that thing where you, it's like a clear definition of the boob, which, you know, it just doesn't happen when you wear clothes.
Yeah.
It's weird. It's a weird thing.
A lot of vulva action in the X-Men there.
Is that true?
Yeah.
Camel toe?
Yeah, a lot.
A lot of moose knuckle?
Yeah, it's getting out of control. I don't know.
Well, anyway, what happened was, to recap, was that Black Widow comes back. She steals some little camera brownie box that makes anti-gravity. And conveniently, Tony Stark made this one, and he was like, I can't figure out how to make this thing work. And then something happened, and it ended up working, but then all the circuits got fused, and he could never duplicate it again. So he had this little anti-gravity machine that could pick up tanks and shit, and Black Widow stole it. And then he spanked her. Gave her a good spanking.
Wow.
No. I don't know. It was just kind of weird how, like, she's kind of a nothing character. She doesn't have any power. She's just sort of a spy. But
hold on a second. Hold on. We got a special guest in the studio.
Oh.
Hello, talking to show.
Oh, hi. So what happened?
Oh, Spencer's home.
Oh, from overseas.
From school. He's got, he has slowed aging. Hypnosis and physical condition.
Nice.
Who is 5'7", 131 pounds, and has green eyes and red auburn hair.
Who's that?
Huh? Black Widow.
Black Widow? Not that Black Widow.
What?
Different Black Widow.
Different Black Widow?
That's the, like, American Black Widow, isn't it?
No, just the Russian one.
Really? Is that what she turned into? Because she was not any kind of athlete. She was just like a dame, you know, classy dame who was wearing dresses and veils and stuff and being a spy and all that. Not like a James Bond spy, but like a...
No, that's her.
Oh, it's the same one? That's what she... And she got red hair?
Yeah, she got a different outfit. No, I know. Her hair's blue back then, right?
Something, yeah.
Like that comic book blue-black?
Yeah,
black
Wonder Woman blue. Yeah. Yeah. Well, I didn't realize that was the same one.
Yep.
That's dumb.
Because she's got slowed aging. Which is funny, because we're talking about comics from the early 60s, and everyone's still running around in their...
underwear.
Snug uniforms there.
Yep. And also how Cyclops used to be skinny kid, and now he's, like, super buff, and, like, I just don't think that's possible for a skinny guy to have that kind of frame.
Yeah.
He used to call him Slim Summers.
Yeah, maybe he's got
to
augment.
You can bulk up, sure, but, like, he must have done some roids.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yes. He probably picked up some slow aging and increased endurance along the way.
Oh, yeah.
You don't open this, dude. That'll take the whole lining out of your jacket.
Well, anyway, I thought it was kind of neat how she didn't have any power, she didn't have anything, and then she just got this device, and suddenly she was, oh, it's the girl who can move mountains, and look out, she's a bad guy. And I think that's kind of cool, how normally it's like the other way, where a guy comes up with a concept, and then somehow he gets the powers, you know what I mean? Like the Scarecrow guy, you know? I think there should...
Jim Crow?
Yeah. There should be tons more just guys, you know, who get, like, a thing, and that... And then that's how come, you know, they don't even have a concept for a villain or anything. They're just like, oh, look at that guy. He's running around with a, you know, fucking hover sled.
So you think that they should have let 10 different guys find the Mandarin's rings?
Yes, exactly. Gotta outsource that shit. All in all, I would have to say that Black Widow and Crimson Dynamo can go suck a dick, because they're boring.
Wow.
It was a lot of like, oh, the Iron Curtain won't be happy with this.
Tear down this wall.
Yeah. So, I don't know. All that sort of like Russian spy stuff wasn't very interesting to me. But it was a different time, I understand. People like used to like that stuff.
People used to be terrified of the Red Skies.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like that Smirnoff guy.
Yeah, he made some good vodka and became one of us.
One of us. That's a glider that came with your doctor's appointment.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. A sugar glider. Update.
Oh, you fucker.
I was hoping for a spit take.
Yeah, oh, no. It was. See, now, wouldn't you call them gliders for short?
What? Sugar gliders?
Yeah.
Yeah? What?
And not sugars?
They call them sugars?
No, I don't know.
That's gotta be a Wisconsin thing.
What other West Coast Avenger was there?
Oh.
Wasp?
Let me see.
Hank Pym?
Yeah,
Hank
sure.
Pym without costume? Just a red jumpsuit?
Yeah.
Dumb.
Vision and Scarlet Witch, right?
Yes.
Vision, Scarlet Witch, Mockingbird, Hawkeye, Wonder Man.
Those are the core. That's the core.
Yeah. And that was a good-ass book.
So if you're going to make a movie, clearly it has to be West Coast Avengers versus the Zodiac, right?
Oh, totally. But also, I would want a little bit of Grim Reaper in there, too.
Okay, fair enough.
Maybe that could be... You know what? I would even say set it up, go ahead, tell everyone's origins, this and that.
No, don't even do that. Just jump in.
No, I mean,
have them beating up... Like, start off the movie with a fight versus the Zodiac.
Hour and a half fight versus Zodiac.
Well, maybe like 45 minutes. No, it has to be to be a little bit less. Okay. It has to be a little bit less than half the movie. But just start off with like a giant kick-ass fight against the Zodiac. You don't even know who's who, but like, you know, it'll be pretty obvious what's going on. You're like, oh, that girl's kind of like a tiger, and that guy looks like a Scorpio. And so, you know, all that fighting. And then, remember the guy with the bullhead? He got screwed. Taurus.
Yeah.
He was the worst. And then the guy with the water pistol.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And then, after that, then you have, like, the main fight with Grim Reaper.
Okay.
And that's the bulk of your movie. Grim Reaper with the sickle hand,
that
right?
Wasn't much of a fight, though.
No?
No, it was more Grim Reaper crying at Wonder Man. Because
everyone loves you. Nobody likes me.
That's the best.
They're brothers.
Motivation for
half brothers.
Oh, are they really?
Yeah.
I didn't know that. Maybe I didn't know that. What I did know was the jingle for Pogo Ball.
Rip it out.
pogo ball is what they call it. And then you answer the same thing. You repeat what I said. Let me write down the lyrics for it. Say it's the only way.
Ball.
It's the only way to have a ball. It's not really the only way to have a ball. You can have a ball with Balzac.
Is that a toy?
Yeah, do you remember Pogo Ball?
No.
Maybe it was a Canada only exclusive. It was mail away. It was a bouncy ball with a little, it looked like a little Saturn. And you put your feet on the ring around the ball.
Okay.
And you pogoed.
Well.
It didn't work very well.
We called that, we had that. What was that called here? Probably Pogo
skip,
Ball.
Skip Bow?
No, it wasn't Skip Bow. We got Skip Bow, though.
Yeah. Skip It.
Dumb. Skip It.
Remember Skip It?
Yeah.
Had the counter on it that kind of didn't work?
That looked like it would be fun one time.
Yeah. It's like hula hoop mixed with, martial arts. Mixed martial arts.
This is the bottom cap to a plastic ball to coin put in turn crank toy come out machine toy capsule.
System.
Yep.
Our new patented toy come out ball bottom toy system. Plug. Yeah.
I have absolutely no updates at all about
any food in last week? Did you do any food?
Nothing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I guess not really. I guess I didn't really either. I made some soup and some cornbread. And that was pretty good. It's winter time, so that's kind of what you have to do sometimes.
Alright.
And bake some cookies, and made a curry the other night, and home cooking.
None of that for me. I tried the new Subway of steak and bacon sub.
Steak and bacon.
Yeah.
Nice.
That was really good.
You know, you think it's overkill? You think, yeah, steak's good, it doesn't need bacon? You're wrong.
No, yeah. No, they combined very nicely.
Yep. Yep. Filet mignon, so lean it needs the extra fat from the bacon.
Yep, except it was not like that.
Yeah, it was just all stringy and fat. It was just gristle.
No,
bacon flavored gristle.
This steak needs some meat to it. They better put some bacon in there.
You you were sprinkling shredded jerky on top of it.
Ugh, I mean
beef jerky sandwich.
I suppose that'd be good. That might hold me over.
Uh huh.
Hold my ovaries.
Mmm.
Yeah. Mm. All right. Mm. Well, Darren Bentley, Zachary Dreb, Marcus Lassiter, Grover Raymond, Jake Fury, Jacques Lapointe, this goes out to you.
Were you listing off all the different guys who wore...
Come on. You got it.
Those are all the previous Black Widows, I believe.
No, it's the real names of the Zodiac.
There were several of each.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's a lot of Taurus 2.
Yep.
Because one of them died because they had no powers.
Justice is served.
Put on this bullhead, big guy.
Okay.
Oh, you got stabbed with an arrow.
Hey, what's your sign? Wear this hat. Yeah. Stand over there. I need you to fill out the background a little bit.
Yes.
Yep. Pisces had a good suit. I mean, Crab Vercorn.
Wait,
the
wasn't there
Lobster Claws?
Robster Craw?
Yeah.
Canker?
Yeah, Canker.
Wasn't there
Jack Lovano?
What's the twins? Quiet? No.
It says his occupation is criminal mastermind, but I'm like,
oh, come
I don't
on,
know, dude. You're
that's
you're
padding
in the,
your resume.
You're in the third row on on a team of 12. So.
Although, you know what? That's the thing about supervillains is that they've moved past robbing banks. And if you were able to successfully rob banks for a living,
yeah,
you could be a criminal mastermind, probably.
I guess. But so, maybe he just... I don't know. He maybe never robbed banks. There'd be a lot of empty banks if every supervillain had robbed a bank successfully.
Did he rob Kevin Eubanks?
Yeah.
Sweet.
Speaking of Kevin Eubanks...
Oh.
Speaking of Bob Eubanks, speaking of Rich Fields, the announcer on The Price is Right.
Yeah. Is the same one from before? They didn't change him, did they?
No. I went to his site there, and he's got his photo gallery, and it's not just pictures of him. All the thumbnails are just the heads of the celebrity he's standing next to. And it's this huge grid of, like,
here's everyone I've stood next to. And there's like a picture of him standing next to Kevin Costner. And it doesn't look like Kevin Costner knows, one, that he's getting his picture taken, or two, that someone's standing right next to him.
He's looking the other way, and he's hailing a cab or ordering a coffee or something.
Yeah. No, he totally has just swooped up on all these people.
He's reading a magazine at an airport.
Yeah.
Sneak up, sit down beside him, take a picture, run away.
Yep.
Yeah.
He's actually younger than Drew Carey, too, which I thought was, that's a thing.
Did you see Tim Halsizer's autograph of the guy?
Yeah. I've been thinking about that. I thought about that every day since he posted that. Yeah. I'm like, how do you?
I remember when he saw that, he's like, "Check it out! It's whoever that guy is that I don't know. What was his name? Terrence Howard? Is that his name?
Yes.
I don't even really know
Terrell.
Who he is.
Terrell Hauser.
Casper Van Hauser. And I was like, "Oh, cool. That's neat. I guess." And because there was like a wedding going on, and we saw a bunch of wedding people, and he's like, "Yeah, I got his autograph." I'm like, "Oh." Okay. And then when he posted, I'm like, "Hey, that's pretty cool." So, we go, Tim.
Let's learn.
And
how
if you think about it, you know, if you met that guy at some sort of signing, you might have to pay a few dollars to have his autograph.
True.
So you could imagine that you did, and take that money out of the $50 you paid for the Perry Bible Fellowship book, Tim. $15 book. And you pay $50 for it. Yeah. So just imagine you paid $20 for Terrence Howard's autograph.
That's
no,
right.
Imagine he was gonna be like, "Well, it's going to be $10." And you're like, "I'll give you $20 if you do it backwards."
Let's do it. Let's learn it.
Learn how
to do
that.
Let's write our names backwards.
All right.
All right.
Well, this has been the ESPVZ. Yep. Sack pop. Yeah.
Oh, a free turkey if I come visit some model homes.
Oh, man. Do you think the models are going to be there?
No. I better hurt you.
Yep.
All right.
All right. Well, you better go make a peanut butter sandwich or something.
No, something to drink. They want some juice before our big trip to the Target. We're going to be returning Trouble and Candyland. We are done with those games. We have completed these.
It's like, why don't they have board game libraries?
Yeah.
Go and rent them for a couple days, because you don't really need a board game for much longer than a couple days, usually. Just go and sign it out, bring it back, get another one.
Spencer wants to pick up the strategy guide for Hungry Hungry Hippos.
Cheat codes?
Yeah. I think it comes with plastic marbles now, man.
Well, of course.
I mean, that's whack, though. They don't have enough weight to them, you know? You're playing a different game.
It's true. It's like Travel Hungry Hungry Hippos with the two hippos.
It really is. It's kind of between the size of Hungry Hungry Hippos and Travel.
What was that game? Do you remember that game that had the things that you hit and the hands? Like when a card came up, you slapped the thing and a plastic hand went down. And
Slap Bow?
Yeah, I think that was it.
Yeah, I do remember that.
Whatever that was. What
was that? It was gotcha, grab it, snatch 'ems.
Snatch it.
Something like that.
Snatch it in my mouth.
Terry snatch it?
Ugh.
No? No good?
No, really. Not for me.
Not great?
Right now, Grug is laughing his ass off.
Yeah.
Oh, my God! He turned into Sam Kinison, I guess. Yeah. Yep.
Mm-hmm. All right. Yeah, I'm going to do that thing because I do have exciting plans for today. Maybe later we can discuss them.
You want to tease them?
After they happen.
You want to tease them? Yeah. We'll discuss them after the break.
Blurg. Have a good haircut.
I will get a haircut today.
I can't wait to hear about that.
Yeah, that's not going to be much to speak of. I haven't had my haircut in about 5-6 months, so I need to go and get it shaped.
Shaped?
Yeah.
Don't you mean, what does that stand for?
Bipedus?
No. What does it stand for?
Giant soft orange glue. Safety. Giant sea of terror. Giant soft orange glue. Giant sea of terror.
Hey, Phil. Hey, Phil.
Yeah.
Do you wanna do a quick news recap?
News.
According to Simpatico MSN.ca.
Okay.
In celebrity news today, Sarah tells Heather to shut up.
What? No way.
That's what it says. Like, I don't know what that means.
Who?
I'm fairly up on celebrity. Like, I'm not completely oblivious to what's going on, but
just
Sarah
like
tells...
First name basis. Just...
Yeah. I mean, it's not even... It wasn't even like Bennifer tells...
Is it Sarah Jessica Parker and Heather Mills? Angelina.
Maybe. Let's find
I'm
out.
I'm right. I want a gold hat.
This is like, I'm revealing it with invisible ink right now. Sarah Ferguson advises Heather Mills McCartney to get off public stage. She probably should have used the in
Sarah
there somewhere.
Sarah Ferguson?
The Duchess of York.
Well, that's not Sarah. That's Fergie, but
the
they can't
Fergie.
Say Fergie now.
No, that's right, because they're like,
oh,
no,
yeah.
Wow. But, no. Sarah,
Heather Mills, though, huh?
Sarah Bauer told Heather Redmond to shut up.
Never. That would never happen. That was a good news update, though, man.
Okay. Dog gets sent to the pound.
Oh, poor dog. I can't believe that you can't say the MF N-word on
Dude,
the phone to your own son.
He explicitly said it's not because he's racist. So what else do you want?
Yeah.
But anyway, that was...
not I'm not racist, just that's not why.
No, it's I'm not saying it because of that. That's not what I mean. But anyway, like, also, who cares? Are we looking to that guy to be a role model?
Right, I know.
I used to lie. I used to respect your dog, the bounty hunter. Now you're a racist. Like, you couldn't tell by looking at him that maybe he had some sort of sketchy views on things.
Yeah. You know, I've got some sketchy views on something.
Oh, what do you say?
I was at the gas station,
mm-hmm.
and a couple of, let's say, Negroes were having a Negro conversation behind the counter.
Mm-hmm. Did you say
in the Negro fashion?
Apostrophe grows.
What?
Apostrophe grows?
Yeah. I said grows.
Okay.
How about some, can I buy this milk? No, but they're carrying on, and it was rather jovial, and, you know, I liked it. I'm into that sort of thing.
Sure,
you know?
Sure.
I could listen to the Negroes talk in a Negro fashion to one another all day. I would enjoy that.
Okay.
However, I had a Caucasian register waitress.
Yeah.
Who also was chiming in Negro fashion.
Oh.
And I was like, ooh.
Maybe you shouldn't.
I do not like that. That's not... I do not enjoy that. It's not that I'm like, how dare you sully your Caucasian lips with such...
dongage.
Dialection or whatever. But no, it wasn't like that. It was just like, oh, you are not good at this, lady. That's...
Mm-hmm. Oh,
that sounds forced and awful.
Leave it to the experts. That's what
exactly.
I always say.
Exactly. Just ring up my milk and my donut. My fucking French toast flavored donut.
You should have got the donut flavored milk. Save some time.
They have had the donuts. They have had the Jonuts again.
Yeah.
But I have not had them again.
Yeah. Just, you don't need it.
The French toast donut was good. I mean, donut.
Hmm.
The French dough donut. No, it was good.
But what if they had a donut that was dill flavored? What would they call that? What is you could think of a name for that? What do you call that thing there?
I don't know.
Dill Doritos.
Pickle nuts. Yes, probably. Yeah.
I don't know. Yeah. Donut pickle. Ollie was at work and he was. We were making that joke a while ago about the. Making I put dill in my pizza dough one time and I was like, you know, this is my secret ingredient is dill. I don't quite know what to call it. And so he was trying to say that joke to some people at work, and they're just all like the sort of blandest, dumbest. And then, I don't know. I guess like dill crust. And it wasn't that they were like, haha, I see what you're saying. Let's make a joke about this. But they just seriously they were just doing it all wrong. It must be so frustrating. It's like when I was a kid and I asked the dumbest kid in school, hey, what are you eating under there? You know that one? And then the incorrect answer is underwear, what?
Yeah.
And you're like, you know. And he's like, I don't know, cereal or something?
Oh.
What? Oh my God, you are the winner. Yep.
Good job. Yeah. So, send your... You're just going to shove that in the middle?
Yeah, I'll do that. Sarah tells Heather to shut up.
Man.
Sarah Michelle Gellar and...
Yeah.
Gellar.
Heather Jo Osment.
Heather Graham.
Yeah.
There you go.
Yep.
Yeah. So, yes.
Yep. Hmm. You know who Heather Mills should marry?
A general?
Simon Pegg.
Why?
She's got the one line.
Oh, okay. I heard that he's playing Scotty in the new Star Trek.
Yes, and I also heard some other thing that he's playing, too. And I'm excited for that.
What's that?
But I don't remember what it was. It's the ambient excitement, I guess.
I'll look it up.
Yeah. All right, we're going to do this thing.
Okay. Send the dick to the music hall. It's Famke Janssen's birthday today. Happy birthday to Famke Janssen. She could play Scarlet.
Yes.
She's 42. Did you know that?
Wow. She could play Scarlet's great-grandmother. Jeez.
She could play the original G.I. Joe.
Yeah. All right, I gotta get something to drink for these kids before they crumble.